This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've got it done.
The next train is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
On Friday's broadcast, you're tuned into the Sunday transmission, the fourth day of September 2016. On Friday's broadcast, we talked a lot about how the InfoWar has broken through and is putting out counter-narratives to the establishment of disinformation. But it really hit me in the last few hours that it really is you, the listeners, that hit the zeitgeist. InfoWars was only one focal point of a media organization who saw what was coming, understood what happened, and didn't want to go along with it. So we built it and you came. I mean, it's so important. And I don't mean this in a patronizing way, but in a very, very serious way. Understand, you're the eyes and ears of the real media. The globalists destroyed our old media, so we're not the alternative media. We are the real media. And we are the teleprompter-free, open, free flow of information media that the globalists just can't counter. And that's why they want to shut us down and shut down Drudge Report and Breitbart and others, is because they want to shut you down. You already think and believe and understand these basic facts. You're the ones reporting it to us most of the time. You're the leakers. You're the sources. You're the information. But they don't want you to have a sounding board to be able to bounce information off of to realize that what you say and what you do and what you stand for actually has value. Globalism is dehumanization. Globalism is a system that's meant to bring in dehumanization. And it wants you to feel alone. No family, no tribe, no kinship, no independent organization that's based on true human values. They want you all alone, like an inner city child who doesn't have a mother or a father, who gets taken over by a gang and who'll do horrible things because they believe that gang is their family. That's what the New World Order is. It's what political correctness is. It's all trying to arrest development, control people, make them be totally alone, and then sell them horrible globalist agendas as something that's supposedly going to fulfill them. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what the New World Order is. It's what it stands for, and it's what it's always going to be about. It is about enslavement. It is about not believing in you. It is about dumbing the message down and thinking you're stupid. You say what you want about Donald Trump. He is taking the globalist on. He is taking the New World Order on. He is talking to you like you're smart. He is going down to Mexico and saying, we're all being screwed over by globalism. Let's come together. He is pushing detente with Russia. That's what the media says. He's trying to start World War III. While Hillary threatens war with Russia, Donald Trump is the Newtonian physics response to the great tyranny and the interdimensional gravity of corruption and oppression. He is the manifestation of the people's will and the collective unconscious wanting to resist. And Trump is only the first of many people that are going to manifest through the powerful human system to resist the New World Order. InfoWars is only one part of that as well. And if we realize these metaphysical rules, if we realize what's happening, what's unfolding, what's taking place, there's no way the globalists can ever put this genie back in the bottle. So make no mistake, I talk about a lot of really big things happening, a lot of amazing things happening. And that's because big things and incredible things are happening. History is happening now. We're in a world of wonder. Everything the social engineers engage in is about making you not see the magic and the wonder of the universe and feeling empty and then only looking to the television and PR and Madison Avenue and the different disinformation agents for fulfillment. They want you bought into their Hollywood system believing that you're inadequate because you're not some narcissistic woman or some guy that looks like he's Superman. Again, they pick the image of a woman that maybe one out of 500 women look like, so you feel inadequate and bad and never feel like you're fulfilled and beautiful. Because you have lovely curves or voluptuous. That's just one microcosm of how they operate. And I'm here to tell you that there is no utopia we're offering, but hell is where the globalists are leading us. We'll be back. It's a big second hour, ladies and gentlemen, with the Trump speech, Hillary's trail of death, billion-dollar baby, ISIS Supreme Commander Hillary Clinton, and more.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. I want to first go to the incredible speech Donald Trump gave last week in Mexico about unity, but also sovereignty and standing up against multinational globalists that are coming in and taking over our nation states and really setting up systems of financial oppression. This is a really powerful speech. The U.S. media, captured by the globalists, really tried to demonize it, tried to take it out of context. So here is the speech, unedited, of Donald Trump in Mexico.
Let us now hear the words of the Republican candidate to the presidency of the United States of America, Mr. Donald Trump.
Thank you. It is a great honor to be invited by you, Mr. President. A great, great honor. Thank you. We had a very substantive, direct, and constructive exchange of ideas over quite a period of time. I was straightforward in presenting my views about the impacts of current trade and immigration policies on the United States. As you know, I love the United States very much, and we want to make sure that the people of the United States are very well protected. You equally expressed your feelings and your love for Mexico. The United States and Mexico share a 2,000-mile border, a half a trillion dollars in annual trade, and 1 million legal border crossings each and every day. We are united by our support for democracy, a great love for our people, and the contributions of millions of Mexican Americans to the United States. And I happen to have a tremendous feeling for Mexican Americans, not only in terms of friendships, but in terms of the tremendous numbers that I employ in the United States. And they are amazing people, amazing people. I have many friends, so many friends, and so many friends coming to Mexico and in Mexico. I'm proud to say how many people I employ. And the United States, first, second, and third generation Mexicans are just beyond reproach. Spectacular, spectacular, hardworking people. I have such great respect for them and their strong values of family, faith, and community. We all share a common interest in keeping our hemisphere safe, prosperous, and free. No one wins in either country when human smugglers and drug traffickers prey on innocent people, when cartels commit acts of violence, when illegal weapons and cash flow from the United States into Mexico, or when migrants from Central America make the dangerous trek, and it is very, very dangerous, into Mexico or the United States without legal authorization. I shared my strong view that NAFTA has been a far greater benefit to Mexico than it has been to the United States, and that it must be improved upon to make sure that workers, and so important, in both countries benefit from fair and reciprocal trade. I expressed that to the United States and that of the United States that we must take action to stem this tremendous outflow of jobs from our country. It's happening every day. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and we have to stop it. Prosperity and happiness in both of our countries will increase if we work together on the following five shared goals. Number one, ending illegal immigration. Not just between our two countries, but including the illegal immigration and migration from Central and South Americans and from other regions that impact security and finances in both Mexico and the United States. This is a humanitarian disaster. The dangerous treks, the abuse by gangs and cartels, and the extreme physical dangers. And it must be solved. It must be solved quickly. Not fair to the people anywhere worldwide, you can truly say, but certainly not fair to the people of Mexico or the people of the United States. Number two, having a secure border is a sovereign right and mutually beneficial. We recognize and respect the right of either country to build a physical barrier or wall on any of its borders to stop the illegal movement of people, drugs, and weapons. Cooperation toward achieving this shared objective, and it will be shared, of safety for all citizens is paramount to both the United States and to Mexico. Number three, dismantling drug cartels and ending the movement of illegal drugs, weapons, and funds across our border. This can only be done with cooperation, intelligence and intelligence sharing, and joint operations between our two countries. It's the only way it's going to happen. Improving NAFTA, number four. NAFTA is a 22-year-old agreement that must be updated to reflect the realities of today. There are many improvements that could be made that would make both Mexico and the United States stronger and keep industry in our hemisphere. We have tremendous competition from China and from all over the world. Keep it in our hemisphere. Workers in both of our countries need a pay raise very desperately. In the United States, it's been 18 years. 18 years. Wages are going down. Improving pay standards and working conditions will create better results for all, and all workers in particular. There's a lot of value that can be created for both countries by working beautifully together. And that, I am sure, will happen. Number five, keep manufacturing wealth in our hemisphere. When jobs leave Mexico, the U.S., or Central America, and go overseas, it increases poverty and pressure on social services, as well as pressures on cross-border migration. Tremendous pressure. The bond between our two countries is deep and sincere, and both our nations benefit from a close and honest relationship between our two governments.
A strong, prosperous, and vibrant Mexico is in the best interests of the United States and will keep and help keep for a long, long period of time America together. Both of our countries will work together for mutual good and, most importantly, for the mutual good of our people. Mr. President, I want to thank you. This has been a tremendous honor, and I call you a friend. Thank you.
Now we are introducing a new t-shirt, which I think folks need to get, telling the real truth about Bill Clinton, who is a serial rapist and abuser of women.
In another case, it's about groping and fondling and touching against a woman's will.
And rape.
And rape.
Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
He's a rapist.
Absolutely.
He's a public figure. He goes straight to hell.
Get your Bill Clinton rape shirt today at InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-800-253-3139.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The presidential election process is beginning to reek of corruption. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson recently determined that our election process should be overseen by the Department of Homeland Security because it has been dubbed critical infrastructure, akin to the financial sector and the power grid. Truth be told, Mr. Johnson, this election is critical to the total emergence of a totalitarian New World Order that has almost crossed the finish line. Meanwhile, a desperate psyop to spin Hillary into the Oval Office is fully underway, as Matt Lauer will host a propagandized non-debate, whereas the Daily Caller reports it will be a one-hour forum where Clinton and Trump will answer questions about national security, military affairs, and veterans issues in front of an audience mainly made up of members of the military. The two candidates will not be on the stage at the same time, but will instead go back to back. This after Trump dominated the last 48 hours. Our news cycle with true presidential aplomb.
We are united by our support for democracy, a great love for our people, and the contributions of millions of Mexican Americans to the United States.
We agree on the importance of ending the illegal flow of drugs, cash, guns, and people across our border, and to put the cartels out of business.
We are going to uphold the laws of the nation and defend our sovereignty and security, and we are going to defend our border.
And now with Hillary sinking in the polls, as Rasmussen reports, Hillary Clinton's post-convention lead has disappeared, putting her behind Donald Trump for the first time nationally since mid-July. The latest weekly Rasmussen Reports White House Watch National Telephone and Online Survey shows Trump with 40% support to Clinton's 39% among likely U.S. voters, after Clinton led 42% to 38% a week ago. As a result, the globalist empire is fiercely striking back.
It certainly takes more than trying to make up for a year of insults and insinuations by dropping in on our neighbors for a few hours and then flying home again. That is not how it works.
It's like anthrax dormant in our soil. We are a nation of immigrants who turn on immigrants as scapegoats when normal politics doesn't work anymore. And so when the wind's just right and the host is weak, just wait. The blame the immigrant nativism that is always around at some level, it comes back. It comes out of the secret societies. It comes roaring out once again out of the dark.
I think it was kind of a diplomatic embarrassment. We'll get to his speech later, but he's been talking for a year about we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And then he goes and he sits down and he goes eyeball to eyeball with the president of Mexico. And what, he forgets suddenly to bring it up, or he's too afraid to bring it up?
And riding on the coattails of the psyop, trolls upon trolls echoing half-baked disinformation in an effort to chip away Trump's emerging bold domination of the real issues. The Daily Caller reports, liberals did not like Donald Trump's immigration speech in Arizona. Some even attacked the angel moms, parents whose children have been killed by illegal immigrants. Mark McKinnon wrote, Trump surrounded on Phoenix stage by angel moms who say their kids were murdered by illegal immigrants. This is pretty much a hate rally. Joy Reid wrote, the way they call people illegals, so dehumanizing. The mainstream media, in true Goebbels zeal, even blurred out Trump's name in an interview with a man who recently rescued a baby from a hot car. Again, propaganda was legalized in America in 2013 with the death of the Smith-Mundt Act, with the only rational explanation one could surmise, to be used on the American people. Propaganda is running wild, ladies and gentlemen, and a cabal of impetuous globalists are pushing their narrative into overdrive. John Baum for InfoWars.com. Much ado about Hillary. Heat Street reported Hillary has been using pillows at every appearance to prop herself up, but it's truly the media spin cycle of her scandalous path of deviation in the face of the justice system that has propped up Hillary's presidential aspirations. How so, you ask? Because if Hillary's true criminal modus operandi was examined by a legitimate investigative media, the dead bodies stuck in Hillary's web would be front and center. And that trail of the dead is a long one. Vince Foster, Mary Mahoney, Judy Gibbs, Walter Scheib, Charles Ruff, Jim McDougal, Admiral Borda, Barry Seal, Michael Hastings, Sandy Hume, Gareth Williams are just a few of the ghosts in the Clintons' past. But now, fresh blood is being spilled with auspicious intentions regarding the Clinton campaign. June 22, 2016, UN official John Ash was murdered in a bizarre weightlifting incident while facing a trial for taking bribes from Clinton-tied Chinese billionaire David Ng. July 10, 2016, Seth Rich, DNC voter expansion data director, was murdered in Washington, D.C. after possibly being tied to the massive email leak that upended the DNC. July 25, 2016, former DNC chairman Joe Montano died of a supposed heart attack. August 1, 2016, author Victor Thorne shot near his home after writing a slew of books exposing the Clinton crime family. August 2, 2016, Sean Lucas died mysteriously after serving a fraud class action suit against the Democratic Party. Poll numbers from Zogby Analytics now show that Hillary and Trump are neck and neck. Meanwhile, America's most trusted physician, Dr. Drew, raises legitimate concerns over Hillary's health.
And based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned, not just about her health care, not about her health, but her health care.
Why?
Well, it's hard for people to understand. I mean, both of us concluded that if we were providing the care that she was receiving, we'd be ashamed to show up in a doctor's lounge. We'd be laughed out. She's receiving sort of 1950 level sort of care by our evaluation.
And Republicans of the House motioned to file perjury charges against Hillary after FBI Director James Comey contradicted Hillary's claims of innocence regarding the handling of classified material.
There was nothing marked classified on my emails, either sent or received. Nothing was marked classified at the time I sent or received it.
I think it's also important to say something about the marking of classified information. Only a very small number of the emails here containing classified information bore markings that indicated the presence of classified information. But even if information is not marked classified in an email, participants who know or should know that the subject matter is classified are still obligated to protect it.
Well, he was very careful. The director, Comey, said that she didn't lie to them. But, you know, the public comments are one area. But when you lie under oath, that's a whole nother level. And I was trying to get there because I wanted to know if that went towards her intent.
However, these are the kind of pressures Hillary Clinton can endure. Because after decades of lying to Congress, it all begins to run together. In the very near future, once the smoke clears, Hillary Clinton's race to the halls of the hijacked corporocratic throne of the United States will go down in history as the most bizarre political act of the 21st century. Who else will ever be able to match the amount of minor corruption that was used as...
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen now and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's called augmented reality. I thought humans interfacing with this incredible third dimension, having sight, having smell, having taste, having touch, having emotions and feelings inside our hearts, I thought that was augmented reality. I thought that was consciousness. But now we're told it's the number one search, 5-6 days running, Pokemon Go. In fact, some of the amazing crew members at our own office are playing it. And I'm not judging them for checking out something new and interesting. My kids have played Pokemon, you know, the card game, years ago. You have these little monsters that you play against each other. You've got to go find the monsters, capture them, train them, all the rest of it. Whatever. Board games have been around. Chess games have been around 3,000-4,000 years. That's great. The problem is that we see more and more people living in Second Life, buying Ferraris with real money that don't really exist, forming fake relationships in cyberspace, and becoming very unsuccessful in the real world. And we see the social engineers pushing as hard as they can to get people to tune out of the real world, this incredible planet hurtling through space, and our amazing moon, and all the other things that are happening on our planet, and dial into artificial systems created by Nintendo, or by Microsoft, or by Google, or by Apple. They are creating the universes in which we interface, instead of humans living in the real universe and being creative, sentient beings yourself. They are building false realities into which they want to induct you so they can play God. So I'm not saying anybody's bad who wants to play video games or who wants to be involved in World of Warcraft or any of that. All I'm saying is the metrics are there. Our IQs are dropping. The screen time is lowering our IQs. Our synapses are collapsing. Humanity is in crisis. And Pokemon Go is illustrating my own fact. Ambulance drivers, EMTs across not just the U.S. but the world are saying that suddenly, because there's augmented reality, kids that have never been outside their house, that spend less time on average than prisoners do outside, are suddenly out in the real world looking for these mythical monsters so they can show off for their friends and collect more. So in a way, the Matrix is actually backfiring on itself as it attempts to go out and take over reality. That's what Microsoft and others have said they want for decades, is to have every real area of the world with this whole data list and this whole information cube around it to track what you do. But in a way, it's actually backfiring as people go out into the real world themselves looking for the false reality. But I can't get over the image of brain-dead zombies that we see on TV walking, looking at their phones, going into traffic. I can't help but think about the images of people that walk into fountains at malls or that drive off cliffs while they're watching their GPS or drive into raging rivers because they're making this their entire consciousness. I mean, I'm out here supposedly at a nearby golf course looking for one of these Pokemons, and I'm told that it's magically laid some eggs about 100 yards over there, and that I can go over there and watch it hatch and capture it for myself. But in truth, it's not really there. It's being geolocated. I'm being tracked, everything I'm doing, by the way, by this app. It admits it's been hacking millions of people's phones. And I'm now feeding this data to the Matrix of where I am and what I'm doing to find some mythical projection that it's shooting onto my phone. Again, this is giving all of my personal privacy, all of my personal power over to Nintendo to sell my habits, to sell my behaviors, to sell my data to whoever they want. The studies don't lie. This dehumanizes you. This ends up destroying your humanity in the final equation. If you use it in limited amounts, sure, it's interesting. You can meet like-minded people that are into it. I'm not judging anybody. Lord knows. I'm just simply pointing out we should ask ourselves why Pokemon has been more popular the last 5-6 days than porn. When I heard that the British exit from the Euro was more popular than porn, the only thing in years to beat that, I was proud of the people. Anti-globalism is number one, even above simulated procreation. But the truth is, porn is just like this. It's simulated. It isn't real. You're living through somebody else's template, somebody else's intercourse, somebody else's activities that are then edited and presented and sold to you. So while they live, you sleep. And that's all I'm saying. Every study, every piece of research shows it, that forest bathing and getting outdoors and being in the open air and looking up at the sky raises your awareness, raises your IQ, getting in the wind, feeling the reality, seeing the birds fly around in the air. But I tell you, it is sacrilege to the gamers and sacrilege to the TV heads who you get around and they don't talk about what's happening in the world. They don't talk about what they're doing with men or women. They don't talk about what they're doing with art. They don't talk about hiking or camping trips they're going on. They don't care about their work. They don't care about the world. They're cynical and don't care about the New World Order on average. All they want to do is live in their fantasy land. And I, for one, am sick and tired of that. And I'm reaching into those people that are living in false worlds built by other people, built by these gaming companies that make billions of dollars off of you, that this is the ultimate form of slavery. And let me be clear. A lot of the big game companies are patriots. A lot of the big game companies are listeners of mine. My God, I've been like 8 or 9 big video games over the years. I've signed contracts and let them use my voice or image. And there's a lot of good messages in video games, just like movies, just like TV. But there's some bad messages. And the globalists are basically pushing this because they don't want you to be involved in the real world. Look, it is kind of fun. I'm going to admit it. To just not look at the sunset over there, not look at the sky or the moon, and just start looking at this. It's so much fun. It's so neat. Wait a minute. There's eggs over there. There's something hatching. Actually, this is pretty cool, guys. I'm into this. Over there, it's. Oh my God. I just found a new. Can't you see it over there? It's right there, and now I can see it for myself, ladies and gentlemen. Right there. Trigglypuff is the newest Pokemon. It's given birth. Trigglypuff is giving birth. Trigglypuff is giving birth to a baby. To a baby Darth Vader. It's my own fantasy land. I don't have to actually affect change in the real world. I can just believe whatever I want and be a star here. Oh my God.
Peter Hastings, Alpha Centauri.
I've actually changed my mind now that I'm in the Matrix. Don't look outside the television or the internet or the computer. Only look into this world that's real. This world. This world where you could actually create something isn't real. The only world that's real is the world where Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and your trusted local professors tell you what words you're allowed to use. So go back to your dorms and play Pokemon Go. And whatever you do, don't hack into Pokemon and actually create your own characters. Whatever you do, don't use their own memes and their own systems to wake people up. Just conform and pretend you were never conscious and you were never alive. And whatever you do, never visit, while the internet is still somewhat free, InfoWars.com.
A lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back because here they come again.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I ain't no ways tired. We own animal.
What was that? Is that a dog?
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president has made more than $100 million.
What difference at this point does it make?
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I don't know why that's funny.
Let me.
Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always.
I will fight to rein in Wall Street. And you know what? I know how to do it.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
Sit. Open up.
Come on, take it. Take it.
Mary and Joseph. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's
Alex Jones. This really just is so disgusting.
They've created ISIS. Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
Hillary Clinton would have us all forget about the failed regime changes she oversaw in Egypt and Libya that led up to the staged rollout of Benghazi, as an actual Marine sergeant pointed out to Bill Clinton on the campaign trail back in February.
I had 8 years active duty service, 2 tours to Iraq. I had platoon of 31, I had 7 that were killed, 6 wounded beyond return. And I have met with many of these Gold Star parents and families, so I've seen them.
What do you think should be done with the media?
I've seen them mourn. And the thing is that we had 4 lives in Benghazi that were killed, and your wife tried to cover it up.
Benghazi, now commonly known as a bungled covert operation, nothing less than a CIA arms transfer of Gaddafi's pilfered arsenal to ISIS, Hillary's accusations of Trump now being somehow responsible for ISIS are on their face laughable.
The way Donald Trump talks about terrorism and his, you know, very insulting language toward Muslims is making him the recruiting sergeant for ISIS.
In January of this year, Soros dropped $8 million to boost Hillary's sluggish campaign. While we are all overwhelmed and diverted by the ISIS chaos, the New World Order bankers extend their tentacles into their customers' bank accounts worldwide. As Zero Hedge reports, WikiLeaks has now verified what former head of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, admitted 1 month ago when he said that Europe's economic depression is the result of deliberate policy choices made by EU elites. It is also what AIG bank strategist Bernard Connolly said back in 2008 when laying out what Europe wants. The evidence is staggering, as WikiLeaks published the transcript of a teleconference that took place on March 19, 2016 between the top 2 IMF officials in charge of managing the Greek debt crisis, Paul Thompson, the head of IMF's European department, and Dalia Velkulescu, the IMF mission chief for Greece. The IMF officials say that a threat of an imminent financial catastrophe, as The Guardian puts it, is needed to force other players into accepting its measures, such as cutting Greek pensions and working conditions, or, as Bloomberg puts it, considering a plan to cause a credit event in Greece and destabilize Europe. Under the banner of the globalist soft war, through the terror of ISIS, Europe is gradually being forced into total submission, while many Americans bitterly cling to their blind ignorance in the face of an upcoming storm.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
With all due respect, the fact is,
hours, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
As ISIS Brigadier General Hillary Clinton lectures the home of the brave and the land of the free, the average American citizen is genuinely insulted. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
They said in October I'd be dead in 6 months. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. We came, we saw, we died.
The intervention led by NATO to topple Gaddafi has led to a failed state.
Maybe Libya was not perfect under Gaddafi, but it had, even if to some extent, a functioning government, one unified country. It was a sovereign state. Libya now has two rival governments, a civil war that has left over 4,000 people dead, and its cities are in ruin.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
We let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS.
We had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful.
And this really just is so disgusting.
When Vince Foster left his White House office on that July day in 1993, he told his secretary that he would be back. But the deputy White House counsel and boyhood friend of Bill Clinton never returned.
There has been this urgency to end this. And, you know, historically that makes no sense. We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars. If a Google user types in Clinton body, they get car repair shop results instead of a story that talks about a list of people tied to the Clintons who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last three decades.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. We have upcoming leaks in relation to Hillary Clinton. You know, the emails we published show that Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation. As a 27-year-old, I worked for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.